T-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Well, the month of July is here, and so is another edition of PDGA Radio, this for the week of July 1st, 2008. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, bringing you the results from this past weekend's action, along with your disc golf news, the latest Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award winner, the latest update for this year's points and money leaders, and a sneak peek at the weekend ahead. That and more coming your way on this edition of PDGA Radio, gratefully being sponsored. Sponsored again this week by Discraft, the International Disc Golf Center, the PDGA Store, and Innova Champion Disc. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. A busy weekend it was on the PDGA schedule, and for the rundown of results, you've come to the right place. An A-tier in Lakewood, Washington with the Fort Steilacoom Open, and there it's Tim Skellinger shooting lights out during the final nine, erasing a three-shot deficit, forcing a playoff with Nate Sexton, in which Skellinger wins and takes the title with him back to Portland. Christian Dietrich finishes in third with Brody Miller in fourth. Mouse Wilson beats out Teresa Bellinger by 5 to win the women's division. Marty Cook shoots 10-11 rated golf on the weekend to win by 6 in the Masters division. And John Phillips won by 4 in advanced. Another A-tier in Pennsylvania with the Shoals Bicycle Center Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open. And there Barry Schultz shoots 10-50 golf over 3 rounds to win by 10 throws over Nico LoCastro. On the women's side, it's Angela Chigfry winning by 6 over Elaine King. For the Masters, it's a two-way race with Joe Mila winning by 3 over Jim Myers. Then it's another 14 throws back to third place. And Michael Falconia throws way over his current 930 rating with unofficial 971, 1010, and 974 in his three rounds. He wins by 10 in advance. Elsewhere in Texas, Eric McCabe and Liz Lopez win in Crowley, and Jay and Des Redding both get wins in Kyle, Texas. Chris Sprague wins the Greater Peoria Open in Illinois. Derek Billings wins in California. Timmy Gill wins the Kaposia Open in Minnesota. Michael Johansson won in South Carolina. Justin Leopold wins in Traverse City, Michigan. And Tyler Lemke wins the Golden Hills Open in Christiansburg, Virginia.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com. Buy some cool new gear and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
This week's 60-Second Clinic reminds you about the numerous other ways people can enjoy themselves while attending the 2008 Pro and Am Worlds in Michigan this year from August 8th through the 16th by taking part in some or all of the side game events taking place throughout the week.
The putting contest is going to be awesome this year. We're planning on doing a horseshoe-type chains event where players will stand about 33 feet away from the basket and take two shots, and then their score will be tallied from there. That information can be found on a news blog on the Disc Golf World 2008 website. We're also very excited to have the mini golf and most of our side events taking place at Timber Ridge, which is going to be one of our premier venues this year.
Those side events also include a free baseball game Friday night, and, well, the full list of side events and the schedule for everything tournament-related can be found at 2008discgolfworlds.com or pdgasignup.com. Registration is currently open to any PDGA member in good standing, so if you're not one of the more than 600 players already signed up, well, what are you waiting for? Come take part in what will be the largest disc golf event in the history of the sport, the 2008 PDGA Professional and Amateur Disc Golf World Championships, presented by Bell's Brewery.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
PDGA Radio is proud to recognize the newest recipient of the Microtel Inn and Suites Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. His name is Ernie Small of Bowling Green, Kentucky, PDGA number 2306. He was recognized in part for his work as the tournament director for the 2008 Bowling Green Amateur Championships, an eight-year event held in March that drew more than 700 amateur players from all over the disc golf world. This was Ernie's first year as the head man for the tournament, and his friendly and relaxed yet outgoing attitude helped create a tournament atmosphere that will continue to bring players back to Bowling Green year after year. He even found time to entertain the players and fans by playing with his band during the Fly Mart and Players Party on Saturday night. For this and the rest of his hard work in promoting the sport of disc golf, Ernie Small is the most recent winner of the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. For more information or to nominate someone you know for the award, please visit pdga.com/DGAwards. A total of 395 events involving 30,458 players and a pro purse of more than $733,000 are included in the latest update for the 2008 season points and money leaders on the PDGA Tour. And on top of the money list for the men is Wisconsin's Barry Schultz, with just more than $13,000 in earnings this season in his 13 events. Barry has 5 wins and no finish worse than 6th place through mid-June. Eric McCabe and David Felleberg are next on the money list, each right around $11,500, followed by Steve Rico, Avery Jenkins, and Jeff Bennett. They're all in the $7,000 range. On the points side of things, it's David Felleberg in first place with $7,385, followed by Eric McCabe, Barry Schultz, Avery Jenkins, and Jay Redding. For the women, it's Des Redding on top of the money with nearly $6,000 in tournament winnings this season. About $1,100 behind is Valerie Jenkins, followed by Carrie Berligar, Liz Lopez, and Angela Chigfry. The women's points race shows Des Redding in the lead by 114 points over Valerie Jenkins. And on the amateur side, we really only care about the points race because that's all there is. And as of the latest update, it's the dynamic one himself from Emporia, Kansas, Jeremy Rusko, in the lead with 6,192 points in his 9 events, 682 ahead of Texas's Matt Odenwelder, who's followed closely by Chad Inman, Tate Handy, and Brian Peck.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and 2 championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. Now, quickly, before I wrap things up for this week, I've got some good news and some bad news for us disc golfers. I'll start with the good, where according to Michelle Grantham of the Derby Reporter, players in the Derby, Kansas area have a retooled course to play on. The Derby Disc Golf Course opened about 5 years ago, but underwent a renovation this spring, clearing out numerous trees, putting a sign on the road for the course, and making the course easier to navigate. Special thanks were given to the Air Capital Disc Golf Club for their work in the renovations. And now the bad news from West Barnstable, Massachusetts, and Patrick Cassidy's article in the Cape Cod Online from June 28th. Cassidy wrote that it's been a tough year for disc golf on Cape Cod. First, about a dozen people were arrested at a course in Marston Mills. And now, according to school officials, the course at Cape Cod Community College is being closed because of boozing, drug use, and litter. The nine-hole course is hardly high-profile, tucked into the woods with fairways meandering up and down forested paths, but last week, the entrance to the course was marked with a sign saying the course would be closed permanently as of June 30th. Student Marcus Chapman says, as far as he knows, there has never been a serious incident or accident on the course, and school officials just didn't do enough to fix the problems before closing it. School officials said they worked with the Student Senate for at least 2 years to figure out a solution to no avail. They also say the course is too difficult to patrol as it is spread out and isolated. They say bullet shells and drug paraphernalia, including needles, have been found in that area. However, the town's police say there are rarely called to the college or disc golf course, which is patrolled mainly by campus police. The most recent call for the town police was over a month ago when campus police had stopped a group for possible drug use or possession. No arrests were made by the town police. Otherwise, town police rarely check that area. Meanwhile, the course is closed, but students hope to find another place to reinstall the equipment once it is removed. All right, and now a look ahead at the upcoming weekend's PDGA tournament schedule. Internationally, there will be events in Japan, Sweden, and Denmark. And in the U.S., players can choose from, among others, the Des Moines Open in Iowa, the Kentucky State Championships in Burlington on Saturday, the Checkered Flag Open in Indianapolis Sunday. Also, the Sunburn Open is in Kansas City on Sunday. The Spamtown Open in Austin, Minnesota, it's Saturday. And elsewhere, I see events scheduled for Texas, North and South Carolina, Nebraska, Ohio, Alabama, Arizona, Ohio, a couple in Michigan, also Oregon, Virginia, Oklahoma, and Georgia. But until next time, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio, wishing everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.